Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, the sportive still exists. We're as surprised as you are. I'm Brandon. John's here. Hi, John.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, and Stu. Hello, Newman.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Chicken fingers couldn't be here again. Who knows why? Doesn't matter. We got to press on without him. And we're very sad that he's not going to be here because this one, it couldn't be more up his wheelhouse. In his wheelhouse, I believe.
He'll tell you to stick it up your own wheelhouse if you, like, cross him in any way. So.
Couldn't be more up his own wheelhouse, yeah.
He will. He's ready. He stands ready to tell us all that we're human pieces of wheelhouse.
Okay. The reason that we're so sad is that we need to do our famous annual high school...
Extremely
famous annual high school hockey review. That's what we're doing tonight. John, you're going to walk us through the matchups in order of time. Is that right?
We can do that.
If
we can,
you can
do it in any order we want. We can do it in seating order. We can do it in distance from Stu's house.
Wow. I mean, who knows?
We're going to have to guess at some of it because it's like, who knows where Orono is? Nobody knows where Orono is.
Right.
No,
that's on purpose.
It's the Andalus from the West Lakes area.
And they're not telling you.
You got to give a password to a ferry to get to Orono.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's do that. So we're recording this Tuesday, March 5th. The state tournament starts, John, tomorrow? March 6th?
Tomorrow. It's Wednesday at the state tournament, otherwise known as the day that all the small school kids come on from out of state and stand around gawking at stuff. I know, because I used to be one of those people. Just stand around going, wow, look at the size of this place, et cetera, and so on.
Okay, game one, John, what do we got?
Well, it starts tomorrow with famous hockey powerhouse New Ulm taking on small, plucky upstart Warroad in. And I don't feel good about what might happen to New Ulm. I don't know if New Ulm's good or not. My hockey expertise is limited to going to one high school hockey game. No, two high school. I went to two high school hockey games this year. So I can tell you all about those teams, only one of which is in the state tournament. But in general, Warroad has a bunch of guys who are 24, 25 years old playing for it. Mm-hmm. And New Ulm has a bunch of German guys waving beer steins, I assume.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. New Ulm, as you mentioned, is more of the upstart, the newbie in the state tournament, right? Even though
Ulm is the kind of team I always end up pulling for, especially in the Class A state tournament, because hockey in general, people talk about, Minnesota's a state of hockey. It's really limited to, like, there's the metro area, a lot of hockey in the metro area. There's 11 towns in northern Minnesota, all of which are famous for hockey, even if they're terrible at hockey now. Like, when was the last time Cloquet, Esco, Carlton did anything? Maybe they won the state tournament last year. I don't really know.
Yeah, but it's more of a rhetorical question, Stu.
There's these northern Minnesota towns that are famous, and then that's like it. I grew up in southwestern Minnesota. There's hockey, but it's like an afterthought. It's like barely anything. So anytime like Laverne or Alexandria or Morris Benson area or one of those teams makes a state tournament, I'm automatically rooting for them because,
sure,
as far as the state of hockey goes, I mean, they're playing in like it's
we
like somebody's
exist.
Barn that has a rink in it.
We simply don't exist.
Right.
So I'm always rooting for the New Ulms of the world.
Damn right.
I've got fun facts for each city ready to go. So, John, you let me know when you want to turn it over to the fun fact. I want to know,
are any of the fun facts mentioning that our good friend Patrick Donnelly is from New Ulm?
Yes. Yes, that's okay, one good. Of my fun facts. I've got good, a few perfect. Others.
Let's start with some fun facts on New Ulm and Warroad.
New Ulm, famously a German land. Didn't know if you know that. It's the home of Shell's Brewing. It's the self-proclaimed polka capital of the nation, which is sad. They've got an Oktoberfest in the fall and a Bockfest in the winter. I went to a Bockfest and my in-laws got in a fist fight at the bar after the actual festival.
Yeah, oh, all track.
I have a clarifying question to ask about that one. Mm-hmm. Did they get in a fist fight with each other or with other people?
Shockingly, with other people. Okay. New Ulm was also the setting of a movie called New in Town, starring Renee Zellweger and Harry Connick Jr., although sadly wasn't filmed there. It ended up being filmed in Manitoba. Got to be some tax breaks there.
Yeah, which one of them was New in Town?
You know, John, that's the level of research that I was not able to get to in the minutes I had to do some research for this.
I do want to back up and say that I have a lot more questions about your in-laws getting in fist fights at Bockfest in New Ulm. However, I'll save them for later.
Shockingly, this is insane to me. Of the 16 teams in the state tournament, New Ulm is the whitest town. 97.8% of people of New Ulm are white. And notable alumni or notable people from there, as you can imagine, August Schell and Terry Steinbach. That is New Ulm, Minnesota. Go New Ulm.
Yep.
Crap, 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 crap.
Okay, Warroad. Warroad. Hey, the name comes from two separate words. One is war. The other is road. The reason they named it Warroad is because there was a war on a road after very intense battles between the Ojibwe and the Sioux. Guess who won?
And also, your in-laws.
The Ojibwes. Warroad is almost...
Ojibwe just wanted it more.
They did. The Ojibs.
Yeah. The Sioux were compilers. They just weren't, you know, they didn't show up in the playoffs.
The problem the Sioux had is that everybody on their team was 26 years old and from Canada and they couldn't skate. So they really were at a disadvantage.
Warroad is known for almost entirely for their fishing and hockey. That's about it. I saw that the average annual temperature in Warroad for the year, I cannot even believe this is true. This is the most insane fun fact that I found this evening, is 37 degrees for the year. I do not believe that, but that is what it says. Only 83% white, which as you will see pretty soon here, is about as diverse as it's going to get.
I was going to say, that's fairly low for...
It's fairly low for our 16. I think that's probably ranked 14th or 15th.
For
so
Minnesota,
if you love,
let's be honest.
Yes. So if you love former battles between Native American tribes, very cold temperatures, and a few less white people than others, I'd say Warroad is your team. Their notable people is all hockey players. I'm not even going to name one. But in my opinion... Because New Ulm, as John said, is the newcomer here, I'm saying we got to go New Ulm.
Yeah. And also, I think, doesn't New Ulm have a chance? Like if the factory in Warroad calls everyone in for a second shift, all the players have got to work. They got to put food on the table. They got three kids, John. Yes.
Got
so
family.
I think they're really even...
College is coming soon for their kids.
Every time we have the same jokes and we use them every year for the Quinnipiacs of the world and also for Warroad hockey. And it just, it's delightful.
I wish I could remember which guy it was or which city it was. But I think last year, one of the high school teams had a kid who was 2 years older than a guy playing in the NBA.
Yeah, I think that was right. It probably was Warroad, let's be honest.
Yeah, an actual 20-year-old.
He's just talking about his sciatica when he's going through the skate line.
Yeah. Okay, that's our first matchup, John.
Good
stuff. All right, our second matchup of tomorrow. We're recording this on, what night is it? It's Tuesday night.
Wednesday. Tuesday night, March 5th.
The second matchup is, on the one hand, you've got Stu's old stomping grounds, mm-hmm. St. Cloud Cathedral.
Yes.
Which high school did your kids go to, Stu?
Celia went to Apollo and Pip went to Tech.
Okay. So we got one Apollo, one Tech, no Cathedral.
No Cathedral. Now, that costs money to go to. Yeah, I do. Public school dipshits in my family.
We sure are too.
Yeah. I went to the section finals between White Bear Lake and Hill Murray last week, and the best sign, you know, the students got their signs. The best one was a total classic, and I love it every time. There were on the White Bear Lake side, there were a couple people holding up signs that said "Jesus loves us for free," and it's
oh hell yeah,
that's great.
It's just
love that.
Just a classic. I love it every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, you could do the same thing in this matchup. I hope the Northfield kids have the same kind of thing. I know nothing about cathedrals. Duke, what can you tell us about Cathedral?
Let's see. It's big. Mm-hmm. It's just north of the downtown area on the river. Mm-hmm. It used to have a really cool thing where there was a tunnel under the parking lot that connected the school to the gym. And it looked like the scene of most of the Saw movies. We walked through, it was all flickering fluorescent lights and like olive green paint on the side. And like, it looked nice. Like they got a discount on black mold at the black mold store, you know, some of the crevasses there. So, but now that doesn't exist. I think they like tore it all up. So that's a bummer, but, and it's like, I guess Sartell is where like the rich people send, the rich non-Catholics send their kids, and the rich Catholics send their kids to cathedral.
Gotcha. Is there a cathedral in St. Cloud?
Yes, many. It's a very Catholic town.
But never mind. It's a loose term.
Anything could be a cathedral if you just name it a cathedral.
There is a big cathedral that is not the St. Cloud Cathedral School, but the Cathedral of St. Cloud, right on Division Street in the downtown area. It's huge.
I just wanted to need a little more information there.
Mm-hmm. And it's so old and so German. You're familiar with the controversial swastika insignia. And that's from like German, like old school German, and like the Hitler took it from there. There is a brick swastika from the 1800s in like the belfry at that old church. I'm not kidding. It's very weird and very troubling.
All right.
Yeah. The more you know.
All right.
This leads me to my fun fact section for St. Cloud.
Are there any actual facts in there?
Here we go.
I'm going to use the actual city of St. Cloud versus St. Cloud Cathedral because I don't have any actual fun facts about that high school. St. Cloud, it's a college town. Didn't know if you know that. Stu used to live there. That's also a fun fact. There was a slave owner that moved there in the 1800s and basically tried to take over the city. He tried to take over the city council. He tried to start a competing newspaper for the existing newspaper that kept calling him a Nazi and slave owner. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this, maybe one of the first nice things they've said about St. Cloud, they ran that guy out of town really quickly. So that's fucking awesome. And they have a really rich history of fighting in the Union Army. And so there's a lot of still history there for St. Cloud for that. Another thing, half the bars in town have been burned down due to owner arson, which is sad.
Yep. It's a big town for arson.
Big town for arson. Big arson town. Notable people from St. Cloud or have lived in St. Cloud, Jim Eisenreich and Nate Walters. Also, the most fun fact, Marshall Erickson from How I Met Your Mother was from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
This is true. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
The more you know. And Cathedral is playing Northfield, who is our favorite team because our good friend Chicken Fingers is a professor at St. Olaf. We've always sort
long-time
of
professor.
At it, but we're just telling long-time professor. And of course, St. Olaf is in Northfield.
You got tenure, right? So,
10-year. Ricky got 15-year.
Delightful.
Yeah, we love Northfield. 89% white, so pretty standard.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, but Jesse James tried to rob a bank in Northfield and got most of his crew killed. So that's a very famous thing that happened there. Also, the Multimillionaire headquarters, and just minutes away from Dundas. Dundas has a very good town ball team that I used to play at every year and is famous for my friend winning $100 from the rest of us for, this is a serious thing that happened, biting all the toenails off of my other friend after a mid-90 degree doubleheader. He won $100 after a game for That's biting horrifying. All the toenails off my other teammate.
Like, the whole toenails?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like retching, dry heaving, but it was $100 and he did it. Legitimately one of the grossest things I've ever witnessed.
The owner of the toenails, why did he let him do this?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I'll have to ask him.
How much did that guy get paid?
I don't think. Well, I think he
that
just.
That guy made nothing. He was just in it for the love of the game.
He was looking for a pedicure. It was closest thing he could get.
Brandon, you've said a lot of things about your dirtbag town ball buddies, but that is absolutely the worst.
It is. I will tell you. I've got a lot of stories, but I think that's the worst one. Notable people from Northfield or who lived in Northfield. Number one, Paul Wellstone. And number two, the actress who played Elizabeth in the show Friends, who is the college student who dated Ross.
Oh, I remember that one. Okay. Bruce Willis was her dad.
Bruce Willis's daughter from Friends is from Northfield, Minnesota. Yeah,
Marina.
So you said the Multimeal headquarters is in Northfield, right?
It was. It might not be anymore.
Why?
It always smells like it, though.
Why is it that Northfield is the home of both the two most expensive universities in America and the cheapest cereal in America? Seems like both of them could find sort of a middle ground.
Yeah, you would think. Yep. So our vote here is
also
a very clear
just
go Northfield.
Say, good friend of the podcast, Wade, St. Olaf graduate.
Okay.
So if a vote for Northfield is a vote for Wade.
Northfield all the way. Go Northfield. Go
Northfield. Number one team.
Northerners. Do we know their actual mascot name?
Northfield Gophers.
Eagles. Falcons?
We're going to have to guess. I used to be better at this game. They're the Raiders.
Like Bobcats.
They're the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. Okay.
Just all like right. Roseville.
Roseville Raiders. Damn
and
right.
It wasn't very long ago. We may have discussed this on the podcast, but it wasn't very long ago that I noticed that Roseville's the Raiders, but their mascot is like a wolf.
Hmm.
I've yet to find anyone who can explain that one to me.
A wolf
anyway.
Can be a raider.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't know.
It's not like a wolf with a cutlass. It's just a wolf.
All right. What do we got next?
The first evening game tomorrow, Hermantown versus Alexandria. We are not going to hope that Alexandria is going to beat Hermantown. We are, however, going to hope that they go full slap shot on them and just start cracking people over the head with sticks and stuff, because Hermantown is awful and Alexandria may not be good at hockey, but they might be good at violence. And I'd like to find out.
We've hated Hermantown pretty consistently for the past however long we've been doing this podcast, right? Have they been hateable since before this started?
They won.
They've won 59 consecutive Class A tournaments or something like that. I don't know what the actual numbers are, but
were they legitimately the team though that got to the championship like four straight seasons and lost it every year? Is that right? Or three seasons or something?
I don't remember that.
I feel like there
that
were
would
kids
be funny,
who it was. I do believe I laughed about this at some point, so I'm just gonna continue to believe that was true. But they're from Hermantown, so fuck them.
Yeah. My understanding, I don't know anything about Hermantown hockey, but my understanding is they sort of drained Duluth of talent, and now all those folks, it's a little bit like, what did we say? Sartell
like
for St. Cloud. Hermantown is the Sartell of of Duluth.
Yep. It's the white flight suburb.
Yep.
Speaking of which, what Hermantown fun facts do we have?
Hermantown, hardly any. Hermantown sucks. It's 93% white, which is kind of surprising. All rich pricks has been the reputation for 25 years. Shockingly, votes reliably Democratic, which I wouldn't have expected. And I did some research on notable people who live or have lived in Hermantown, and I found out there's nobody. Nobody notable from Hermantown. This town sucks. We don't like them.
All right. Final game of the Class A quarterfinal.
Hold on. I didn't get to my Alexandria fun facts.
I missed the Alexandria. I wouldn't want us to miss the Alexandria fun facts.
Even whiter than Hermantown, 96.3, pretty crazy. Founded by two brothers from Maryland who named it after a city in Egypt. I don't get that one either, and I didn't look into it anymore, but I thought that was fairly fun. Tons of lakes in Alexandria. I don't know if you know that. Huge, huge lake area. Notable people who have lived there or are from there. Number one, Peter Krause from Sports Night and Parenthood, and John Hawks from Deadwood. Both from Alexandria. Very beloved character TV actors. Every time you see him, you go, oh yeah, that guy. Love that guy. Both from Alexandria, Minnesota. You got to admit, that fact is fun.
I've got a not fun fact.
Okay.
Alexandria's high school used to be called Jefferson High School, and I always thought there were two high schools in Alexandria, and I'm just looking this up now. I don't think there were. I think their high school was just called Jefferson, and we referred to it as Alexandria Jefferson. Now it's just called Alexandria Area High School.
It was named Jefferson, and it is not anymore.
Not anymore.
That didn't even make my fun facts list.
It's not a fun fact. That's the problem. I'm not even totally sure it's a fact, but it's a sportive fact at best.
Okay, last game, John. Is it Matamidi versus Orono?
Yeah, and the funny thing about that is that nobody knows where either Orono or Matamidi is. They're two rich-sounding suburbs with no information about where they are. They might be next door.
Yeah, they might be. Matamidi is close to you, John. I do know that.
Yeah, I can give you the following fact. Roseville and Matamidi have co-op for girls hockey the last 2 years.
Okay.
And when I found this out, I looked up some articles because it's an odd co-op for sure. They're not next door to each other. They're just sort of, they're both in the Northeast Metro, but that's about it. It turned out the reason that they have co-opted, this was last year, but it lasted into this year. The reason they co-opted is that Matamidi didn't have any goalies and Roseville had a goalie. And so they called each other up and were like, well, listen, you guys want to be on the same team? We've got a goalie. How's this going to work? So anyway, the goalie development in Roseville and Matamidi seems to be really bottom rung when it comes to girls hockey. I can say that for certain.
Yeah,
I imagine that there's, you know, like the transfer portal. It's not it's just like a website. But I imagine there's also a website out there for high school hockey teams where it's just coaches posting. Anybody got a goalie this year?
Grainy video of like a street hockey kid of like, I don't know this. Yeah,
it's it also made me wonder because a million years ago, I covered the high school hockey tournament, the girls tournament and the boys tournament. And one of the girls, I think it was either Rozo or Warroad. They came down and they only had one goalie on the roster and they got down to the state tournament. And they were like, no, you're required to have a backup goalie dressed on the bench. And so they had to dress the team manager who had never played hockey or somehow even really been on skates before. And it was like she got out there. She took one skate 3 feet away from the bench and back in warmups, and that was it. And she just sat on the bench the rest of the time because they were required to have someone. I really don't know what would have happened if their first string goalie had gotten hurt, but I wondered that a lot when I saw that Roseville and Matamidi were co-oping based on one goalie.
Oh my God. John, what's our rooting interest here? Is it very obviously Matamidi? I just want to make sure.
I don't know what I need some fun facts about Orono because I know nothing about Orono. I keep thinking it's Osseo. Which
you got
it's
it.
Not. It's not Osseo. Hey,
Orono, well, sorry. I have two fun facts, I think.
I'll do Matamidi first and then we'll get over to Orono.
Okay.
Matamidi. The name is Dakota, which means it stands for White Bear Lake, which is very confusing because we have a White Bear Lake.
That's not true. That can't be true.
It is. It's Dakota for White Bear Lake.
I don't believe you. What? That sounds like a joke.
Like Matamidi and White Bear Lake, the head of the city council for both of them, one of them was like, we want to be called Matamidi, which stands for White Bear Lake. And the other guy's like, fuck, I wish I would have gone first. I guess we'll just be the English words for White Bear Lake. Their high school mascot is the Zephyrs, which is bad. I don't like that name at all. Their only notable alumni in Matamidi is a guy from Motion City Soundtrack, which is a band. They have a Wikipedia longer than every single one of the cities I looked at. It was unbelievably detailed. Every single album, every single tour. So I just want to say either their band manager or a band member has got a ton of free time on his hands. And kudos.
They were part of the emo bands. Brandon.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they've been around for over 20 years.
Very detailed. They go from like writing in their journal about how much they hate their stepdad to like doing a real detailed deep dive in Wikipedia.
It was so impressive. If you have, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours to kill, go to the Motion City Soundtrack Wikipedia page and your mind won't be blown. It's pretty basic information in there, but there's a lot of words. So that's Matamidi. It's fairly white, 94% as expected, but not as much as this other city named Orono. I'll tell you it's 96.5% white, which is almost impossible this close to the cities, but somehow they've been able to do it. And then I'll turn it over to Stu for another couple of fun facts.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Martha Young, is from Orono. I know that for sure. And also, I believe former Bird Island Lake Lily and basketball standout Barry Wohler was like their athletic director for a while. I'm not kidding about that. He also played for the Gophers for like a year and a half, John.
Wasn't Orono the place? I'm going to get this story wrong. There was some team in sort of the distant, far-flung metro exurbs that went to the state tournament, but then a bunch of parents started agitating that they needed to get rid of the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think
was this Orono?
Yeah,
I think it was. A former NHL guy started there as their head coach, and he got notes from parents. One of them was like, "I'm afraid you just don't have what it takes."
Yeah, except they were like 22-2 or something.
Yeah,
wasn't it Larry Olam? I think it was Larry Olam.
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
It was Larry. Yeah. Yeah. So just imagine writing that to a guy who's forgotten more about the sport than you've ever known in your life. I'm afraid you just don't have it. It's just an unbelievable quote.
Because their son was like, you know, who could not get on the ice because he's like eating tape or something. Just sitting there cross-legged in the locker room, devouring tape. He's just too, but he's not skating. He's not skating with the first line. So
it might have been girls hockey again. A lot of girls hockey talk in this boys hockey podcast.
It was girls, but it's still Orono. And I know that Mark Parrish also was a coach over there for a while, and he has said how unhinged the parents are. I'll just say this: it's all the craziest people from Minnetonka have moved to Orono.
So Orono is near Minnetonka.
It's west of Minnetonka. It's basically an extension of Minnetonka. It's on Lake Minnetonka. And it's just like the super rich, crazy. The people who are too crazy to live in Minnetonka, which you already can be fairly crazy and be accepted into Minnetonka. I know this because most of my social circle is from or lives in Minnetonka.
Is now lives in Orono.
And I don't know any Oronoians.
Just eating each other's toenails all day.
Oh, yeah. Right, I'm not one to talk, but it's really impressive how unhinged the Orinoans are.
Isn't current former Deadspin current defector writer Drew McGarry from Orono?
He lived in Minnetonka Excelsior area for
Deep Haven, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe Deep Haven or Shorewood or one of those. They're all kind of similar neighborhoods.
One of those places that appeared on our top 25 list.
Yes, exactly. Carlos Correa lives there. Garnett used to live there. Also the home of one Greg Steinhoffel. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's the former CEO of Target. A pretty illustrious career at Target. He took over when I was still working there and immediately presided over a huge data breach. And then decided to expand into Canada with 100 stores.
Into Canada.
That cost the company $2 billion. That's a B. Was such a bad leader, his direct reports issued a him or us ultimatum to management.
That's hard to do.
Remember how much money his direct reports were making, and they legitimately were like, I'd rather quit if this guy doesn't go. So he was forced to resign, and after all of that, like one of the bigger disasters we've seen, was let go and was granted a paltry, and I feel so bad for Greg, $61 million to leave. $61 million.
You can buy 1,500 in Orono for that kind of money.
Think about a $60,000 salary and give that $60,000 salary to 1,000 people. That's how much that money we're talking about for one dude for being terrible at his job.
Mm-hmm.
So Orono, I'm not rooting for you. I'm rooting for Matamita. I'm rooting for White Bear Lake. Dakota White Bear Lake is what I'll be calling it from now on.
Dakota White Bear Lake. That is, I didn't know that. That's an insane story.
Loved it. That's one of my favorite facts. All right, on to the big boys, right?
On to the big class. Whose bracket I definitely have ready to go because that's this kind of podcast.
You sure do.
Prepared. All right, here we go. Here we go. The first game on Thursday in the AA is on the one side, you got the fighting Parker Hagemans of Chanhassen against Rochester Century / John Marshall, which I don't know how I feel about the two big high schools in Rochester combining into one Uber high school.
I don't even know how that works. That is a little suspect, right? I'm sure. I mean, it's got to be like
three high schools in Rochester.
Yeah, there's
Lourdes.
Yeah,
Lourdes.
Mayo. Lourdes is huge.
Century.
Mayo. That's the other one.
Yep. And Marshall. There's four technically.
So Mayo is not involved in this, but Century and John Marshall are ready.
Poor Mayo has got to be like, what do we, why, like, we have to play the combined schools now?
That's right.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's like Bosnia and Herzegovina. How come they get two countries? Why doesn't everybody get two countries?
Not cool. Not cool. But they're playing Chanhassen. So who are you rooting for on this one? You got to be rooting for Roch, right?
I got a bunch of friends who went to John Marshall. So I'm rooting for the, I don't know what their mascots are. I'm rooting for the Fighting Marshalls.
They're going to have come up with their own mascot because it's two combined schools, right? So they have to be, I mean, who knows? What do you expect us to look stuff up like this?
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No way.
Brandon, do you hate Chanhassen specifically because
Parker Hageman?
Because they knocked out your Minnetonka Skippers. The undefeated Minnetonka Skippers.
I should probably be sadder about Minnetonka. My good friend Goldie is their head coach. I've known him for a million years. But he's had a pretty good run at things, you know? And he's a very annoying person to play fantasy football with. So, you know, I think they're all going to be fine. I think I read 8 or 9 D1 players on that team. Ironically, a couple from Orono, which is a little bit funny, right? Transfer to a different school and then your old school. It's a different class, I suppose. No, I don't hate Chanhassen for that reason. I think I'm also rooting for Rochester. I've got two buds, just like you, John, that are from Rochester. So,
I will say, I do want to mention that our good friend Chicken did send along that his AA team is Chanhassen because he has a close family member who's on the coaching staff at Chanhassen.
Yep. So we're
if you
want to
root for
here.
the fighting chickens, it's Chanhassen all the way.
Yep, we're okay with that. I'm not too okay. Chanhassen, named after a Dakota word meaning maple tree.
I would have definitely said it's a Dakota word meaning White Bear Lake.
That would have been so damn it. Not all these facts are fun, people. Okay. It's also the home of Lifetime Fitness in Paisley Park. Their Wikipedia page is so barren that they note that their town ball team won the state championship in 2018, but failed to mention that I pitched against them twice that year and shoved it up their asses both times. So maybe I'll get in there and become an editor for Wikipedia, but let the record show. In 2018, they came at me and they missed. Yeah,
Brian Rafalski's Wikipedia page still blames him for losing the gold medal game that one year. So
you do have editing rights. Okay, good.
I'm living proof that if you dream it, you can do it.
Notable people from or have lived in Chanhassen, number one, obviously Prince. And number two, I'm pretty sure Amy Adams lived there for a few months.
Why?
She was at the Chanhassen dinner theater and then was too talented and left. So that's Chanhassen. Right. I have nothing notable at all about Rochester, except there's three people that are famous from Rochester. Number one is Leah Thompson. Number two is Daryl Thompson. I don't think they're related, but I'm not sure.
They might be related. Let's not rule it
possible. And number three is a young man named Young Gravy. And
is his real name Thompson? Because that would be something.
His actual name is Gravy Thompson. But he goes Thompson. By Young Gravy. Yeah, Young Gravy Thompson.
They wouldn't want to get him confused with Gravy Thompson the Elder.
Isn't friend of the program Ken Cha from there too?
Yes, I believe so. So we have some local
ties. Friend of the program, Thompson. Enemy of John. But
so it's Parker versus Ken.
Yeah.
My friend Shmuel is one of my Rochester friends. He's hosted the Gopher Football podcast with me several times. So supportive co-host.
Okay.
Rochester John Marshall graduate.
That poor son of a bitch.
Go Rochester.
Go whatever they're called.
John
team.
Marshall Centuries.
Century Marshalls.
John, is the next game.
I get confused. Have we ever talked on this podcast about Granite Falls and Parkfield combining? This is going back to like the 1980s. So this is what I always think of when you combine high schools. Granite Falls, there was a high school in Granite Falls, and there's a power plant in Granite Falls, so they were the Kilowatts.
Kilowatts, yeah.
And Clarkfield was just the Cardinals, but then they combined. They later became Yellow Medicine East, but before that, they were Granite Falls Clarkfield. And if you're going to take a team named the Kilowatts and a team named the Cardinals, the only logical thing, according to the people of Granite Falls and Clarkfield, to call them was the Kilocards.
Oh, yeah.
That was the name. That was the mascot for Granite Falls Clarkfield.
Cardawatts? Is that what you were hoping for?
I just remember being a kid and Ortonville was playing Granite Falls Clarkfield. They announced the Kilocards. And I was, you know, like turning to my dad, like, what did they just say? The what? That's I'm 4 years old and I know that's ridiculous.
Man.
Anyway, that's what I think of when you. So whatever Century and Marshall and John Marshall are, I assume
it's probably like if you're one of the industries in town, it's like probably a doctor prescribing Vicodin to somebody. I mean, that's
the Vicodin prescribers.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I hate to go off on a tangent here, but like the
school. Not me. I'm right on topic.
Where it's named after like the big employer in town. Is like that's like a thing that's gone by the wayside, and that's a damn shame. Like if like say like Monticello was like the headquarters for Hooters,
yeah,
it would just be a picture. Like the mascot would be a guy yelling at his girlfriend in the parking lot. It would just I wish we had that back, John.
It's like in Northfield, the home of Alto Meal. It was the Northfield Cocoa Poofs or something like that.
Well, I'm going to believe you. And I think it should be. Sorry.
The Northfield Cheerios.
Oh. Sorry.
All right, next game. Centennial versus Creighton-Durham Hall. Do I have that right, John?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Where are you leading this way?
Centennial's in Lionel Lakes, which is weird. I don't know. There's a Centennial High School and a Century High School in this hockey tournament. So just wrap your head around that, everybody. Really makes you think, doesn't it? Really makes you think. Anyway, I got nothing. Creighton-Durham Hall, it seems like you should hate them, but also I don't know if it's the Joe Mauer effect, but it seems like it's one of those private schools that's not very good at being a private school in some way. I don't know if that's true or not. Do you guys have feelings about Creighton-Durham Hall?
And not as many as you'd think after like how much success they've had. It kind of seems to have gone up and down. They don't feel like a powerhouse that often.
I remember
people hate St. Thomas Academy more than they hate Creighton-Durham Hall.
They do feel a lot more hateable people. I don't even know why, but I don't know. Creighton's right in the heart of the city, right next to the Nook or something. It just feels a little more hardscrabble. I'm sure it's not, but feels like it.
I remember, you know, not to bring Parker Hageman back up again, but Parker was a Holy Angels guy, and I remember making fun of him, and I remember him saying, no, it's a working class private school, which is hilarious. But if there is such a thing as a working class private school, maybe Creighton would fall into that. We've got on the sportive hotline.
It's possible we've got a special guest here. I don't know.
This might be a butt dial too.
either chicken is dialing in, probably because he heard what I said about Creighton-Durham Hall, or he's just accidentally
trying to correct the record. Well, chicken, if you can hear us, you can chime in at any time. Otherwise, I guess we'll just kind of keep talking until we hear or see you. Does that sound? Should we keep doing that? There's a blank screen
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why my headphones aren't working. There you are.
Yep. Hey. There we are. We can hear you. Hello, sir.
I just thought I'd check in. I got like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I miss you. So I thought I should log in. I got the link in the email.
Uh-huh.
And streets are buzzing. Streets are buzzing about what Marthaler said about Creighton.
They're already.
I was trying to think of something to say about Creighton. I don't have the level of hate for Creighton.
I don't know what you said. I just heard you when I first
other private schools. That's all I know.
We're trying to preview every game, Chicken, and we have gotten to the AA game, Centennial versus Creighton, and we are not finding much to love or hate about either one of these schools. I looked up a bunch of research, and there's not much here. Not much to go on. Who are you rooting for?
Private school. Catholic school, sure. Joe Mauer. You know, how do you feel about him? Do you like him? Do you not?
Like him.
I mean,
yeah, Mahler, like him.
Do you like Shamrocks? Do you like the Nook?
Yep. You like Matt Burke?
I do. Yeah. Love him.
I just want to once again mention the time that I went to Shamrocks for lunch with some friends, and then I went back to work, And I got a text message from Chicken that said, "Hey, did you enjoy Shamrocks? I was there, but didn't say hi." Just one of the
Roxy,
great moments.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Name the town that Centennial High School is in.
Oh,
so it's pretty tricky here. I got three potential cities that I have decent intel on. So I'll take you through my thought process. Number one, John has reported that he thinks it's in Lino Lakes.
Oh, did you guys already talk about this? I'm sorry.
That's all he mentioned.
We only briefly mentioned it. And then I mentioned that Centennial and Century are both in this tournament.
But then I also thought that I saw on their website that it was in Circle Pines. And then I went to Wikipedia and it said it's located in Blaine. So I think Wikipedia is probably the least accurate. So now I've got either John or a website. I'm going to go with John.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lino Lakes, final answer.
I will tell you, I have no idea. I don't know.
I was actually asking you. I wasn't. Not trivia.
I don't have the answer. I don't know. No, yeah. I don't know if anybody knows.
We weren't doing a trivia question. Chicken really wanted to know, where is Centennial?
I would have said Moundsview. I honestly would have said Moundsview if you asked me. I have no idea where
that's what I would say.
That's Irondale. It's in Moundsview.
In my head, one time I thought it's like right by where the 235s and the north side of the cities come together. In my head, I thought, oh, I bet you it's right there. So then one time I said, okay, focus. When you're driving there, you're going to be driving on that where the 35E meets 35W, watch, look, and see if something looks like a high school. And I looked around, I saw like a Cold Stone Creamery, I think there's like a movie theater, then see a high school. So I'm out of options, guys. I'm out of ideas. I don't know.
All right, so Google tells me it's Blaine, and
Blaine.
The district tells me... It's Circle Pines.
I don't want to ask stupid questions, but is there a possibility it's in Orono?
No, that's way too far west. No.
Jonathan Stablish has no idea where Orono is.
Did you guys go through the Class A games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and some fun facts.
Okay.
No, but we'd love to hear your opinion on any one of those.
I don't know. I mean, fuck them all except for North. Obviously,
Northfield.
We talked about why we're cheering for Northfield, which is because you're a St. Olaf professor,
tenured professor, Chicken Fingers.
Who got shit on the most?
Orono.
Yeah, we hate Orono.
Yeah,
sure.
We talked about like the weird hockey coach situation where the parents drove all the ex
girls
players.
I hear you. It's all the same.
We're rooting against War Road, but, you know, War Road, it's so cold up there. It's hard to feel super bad, to really hate them. We hate Hermantown, though. We're pretty consistent on that. We really hate Hermantown. I felt good about that one.
How do I say this delicately? For the last, I've been shitting on my whole life, but we've been doing this podcast how long? And been on
14 years.
Internet comment section, blah, blah, blah. For 14 years, all of this hatred's been more of a generality. It's been an abstract.
Yeah.
And now I know who the other players are and coaches and dads and moms that we're talking about. It's far more personal, and it's a lot in many ways more difficult to talk about my hatred. and in many ways far easier.
Like, I was gonna say there's got to be some that you're like, you know what, I wasn't sure I hated it, now I know. Fuck that, them.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, no. And Stu, I ain't apologizing for shit.
I know.
It's St. Cloud Cathedral. It's really.
That's your number one hated, huh?
Well, okay. Let's steal from. let's steal all the best players from every AA school in a 1 mile, a 1 hour radius, and then play in single A.
True.
Okay. Oh, sure. Front runners.
I didn't even know
everything that.
That
everybody hates Hermantown for, they do times 12, but do it under the like.
I didn't know that.
We're St. Cloud. We're working class. Granite City. All that, right?
Hard scrabble.
There's nothing.
Yep. Yeah. Mean streets.
I've seen what Cathedral's tuition is. It is not hard scrabble.
It's
true that if you hate private schools, you hate outstate private schools way more. Like
they shouldn't. Yeah. They shouldn't be in.
I don't know.
They should.
I don't
be
know, listeners.
But that's...
If any of you went to Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, listeners, punch yourself in the face, please. I still got grudges. I still got grudges from 25 years ago.
Anyways, I apologize for that. It's getting. I am getting personal.
No, that's what we
fuck
want.
All of them. We want all seven of them. I can come up with reasons for all seven. We don't have that much time. So,
but so can you're definitely go Northfield. New Ulm versus War Road. Are you a New Ulm? Are you a New Ulmer here?
I hate them both. No, they can go fuck themselves, both of them.
Okay. That sounds fair. Hermantown, Alexandria. We're Alex people, right?
Alec, if you're a local.
Alec.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Which is the reason why, even fuck me for saying that. Like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Saying
God.
It, Alec,
who are you? Me? Correcting people.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I hate myself more after you saying that.
I hate them. Well, but they're not more than me, than you saying it.
Because then you,
to me, I hate it more.
Because it was me, though, in my head. And then Matamidi Orono, we're big Zephyrs. We're big Zephyr heads.
Fuck you. You're not either of them. Seriously. No.
I cannot possibly find myself rooting in any regard for Orono.
No, absolutely not. But you can't. You can't for Matamidi either. So
can I just temporarily root for Matamidi that one game, and then the next game it's hardcore go Alec?
No, neither. And also not go Alec. All of them. I don't know how to say it. All seven.
I've been very clear this whole time.
So then do you watch? I honest a question. You hate both teams. You will watch this hockey game. What are you hoping for? Just concussions? Knocked out teeth?
That's what I was on record hoping for that in the Alec Hermantown game.
If we're really going to get into what I really hope for, I hope do they still have a Shrine Circus? I hope they're coming into town like on Sunday and the fucking elephants and lions all break out and run out and it turns into like Gladiator, Russell Crowe, but without the chains. And they attack them and jump on and then eat them all.
All right, so I'll look for that.
Elephants famously eating a lot of people.
Sure.
What do you?
It's ravenous.
Oh, have you been to a Shriner convention? You don't know.
You have no.
Who's that guy? Who's that guy that used to go on the Tonight Show and get?
It's exactly the name I was trying to come up with in my head.
What's that guy's name? Jack Hanna. Jack Hanna. Who are you, Jack Hanna?
Fucking Jack Hanna. That's what I was exactly trying to say. Then I forgot. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
All right. That's A.
Yep. Then we went to Chan Happening versus Crochester, and I think we're Roch people. We're all right with that. I know it's a combined school.
You are. I'm not.
No.
At all. Look. I understand and recognize the hypocrisy of cheering for Chan Hassan. Believe me, but I have my reasons.
I think we were split on this one. Now that I remember, because we love Parker, and we love your. Ties, of course.
But have you been to Chan Hassan High School? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've been to Chan Hassan High School. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this in the podcast before, but I went to the high school and pitched against their town ball team and shoved it up their ass two times in a single season in the same season that they won the state tournament. So that's just coming to mind right now off the top of my head, but I did want that noted for the record. I shoved it up their asses two times when they won the state tournament.
Was Parker there when you did it?
Hell yeah, he was.
Fucking right. Steve, you've seen Chan Hassan High School?
Yes.
I don't appreciate that it's that nice. I don't like it. Kind of, it makes me angry.
The walls are not even falling apart. The windows haven't been
around it. It's yeah. gleaming spires everywhere.
It Meadows. Turns me a slightly socialist. I mean, just like I'm just walking through it. I'm like, you know,
that's a pretty good piece of architecture right there that manages to turn chicken socialist.
I was there at high noon and it was a beautiful sunset. I still don't understand how they did it, some with mirrors or something, but it's fucking, it was bullshit.
And seize the methods of production is what I think about when I walk through those beautiful spires.
Gorgeous.
But fuck Rochester too.
Yep, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Really, I don't hate Rochester. I don't. But we're going with Chan, and then fuck everybody else.
All right, so the next game that we haven't talked about is, I believe it's Edina versus Elk River. Right? Gross.
I want to say that, you know, everyone hates Edina, and that's fair. And yep. I hope they'll all continue to hate Edina. I do want to say that I drive up north, to cabin country a lot in the summer. And Elk River is finally getting rid of their stoplights, but Zimmerman has the stupidest stoplight ever.
Yeah.
I hate Elk River.
I know. No, well, you just starting to go like 78 miles an hour and then you're screeching halt again. Yeah. You think you're in the clear?
And then if you get stopped at the stoplight, I'm driving a minivan that's got 7,000 pounds of stuff in it. So then it's uphill. If you're trying to get out of town, it's uphill. And I'm always going, 43 miles an hour up this hill. And I feel like an idiot. And so I hate Zimmerman. I just hate it.
You half a tank just to start back that thing back up again after you've stopped.
1 mile per gallon trying to get out because of the stupid Zimmerman light.
Yeah, we're anti both teams. Fuck both teams.
Brandon, did you look up the demographics for Elk River?
Yeah, I did. I'll start with Edina.
Did you see the part where it's 83% pervert?
Yeah.
15% white, 2%.
That's low, actually.
That's amazing.
You just picture the census where they.
You're a pervert too? Jesus Christ.
Pervert, yes or no? Yes. Obviously. I'm an elk.
You can look it up. It's there.
Send it in, lick the envelope. Not like a pervert. And then put it in.
Just soaked. Absolutely drenched. It's
just drenched. Just never go to Sherburne County, I think, is what I'm trying to tell everybody.
Yeah, I'd stay away. Yes, fun facts. Edina, only 88% white people, to the horror and failure of the locals. It's the home of the nation's oldest indoor shopping mall and worst people. I have to report, it does pain me to report that Edina Theater rules and a bunch of my friends live there.
Reporting the difference? Hold on.
Program at
Chicken?
The high school or the movie theater?
I'm just saying I found Edina some fun theater, facts like that the, I needed
the
to report.
Program,
No, the Edina Theater. It's on like 50th in France, and it's awesome. And I'm very sad to say that I do go there fairly regularly.
Not like the kids that put on Chicago.
I was confused.
No,
too.
Fuck those kids. No, but fuck that program.
Pretty Lady.
Okay. No. They're
Chicken,
not my,
Chicken
my
I just
want lady.
To fill you in. The reason that we're talking about town demographics is because those facts are easily available on Wikipedia.
I'm doing fun facts for each city because I don't know anything about the hockey program.
The theater part's kind of fun, but okay.
The facts are variably fun.
I'm sorry. Why did I say I'm doing facts?
Yeah.
Edina, Riley's this is bigger. Shocking to me. It started as a mostly black community. You'll be unshocked to learn they implemented a ton of discrimination policies that forced nearly every single black person out of the city, a spirit that resides in most residents today.
That was in 2010, by the way.
I know most of the people, that are responsible for that. Very proud. John, the first bandy game in the United States was played in Edina.
Oh, gosh.
And some notable people that are from Edina or lived in Edina, famous Dave Anderson, Paige Beckers, Ric Flair, Leanne Chin, Tom Petters, Mussolini, David Duke, Jeffrey Dahmer, Lucifer himself, and Michelle Tafoya.
Paige Beckers is from Edina. Why'd she go to Minnetonka then?
That's the theme of the
Why
evening.
Do you think?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why is Brandon's Minnetonka ruining everything?
I think she went to Hopkins, didn't she?
Yes.
They all go to Hopkins. Sorry. Yeah, they all go to Hopkins.
Why is Brandon Hopkins running
an
everything?
Transfer.
Yeah, it is. It does seem kind of weird, but
Edina to Hopkins.
Yep. And El Quiver has no fun facts and no notable people. The best I could come up with is the movie Juno is set in Elk River, and Paul Martin is from there.
Yeah, Paul
is right.
That's all I got. And the pervert thing.
Yeah, the pervert.
And the pervert. And of course. Obviously.
Yeah, goes without saying. We all knew that one, though. So I go Elk River. Sorta. And yes. They're not going to win, though, right? What's the actual, like, Edina's going to smoke them, right? And maybe Chan, is that going to be the championship? Most likely?
Chan, Edina, yes, it's very likely.
Yeah. Yep. And another fun... And
the final game.
White Bear Lake versus Grand Rapids, right?
The most orange and black possible game to play in high school hockey. White Bear Lake and Grand Rapids. One of them black and orange, one of them orange and black. Which will be wearing which, we don't know yet. Pumpkin on pumpkin violence.
Okay, White Bear Lake. We established this earlier, but Chicken, just so you know, Matamidi is a town that it's Dakota for White Bear Lake. And then there's also a town called White Bear Lake.
I still don't believe that that's actually true.
It'd be a good Wikipedia page.
I love it as a fact, but I don't believe that's an actual true fact.
Yes.
That is a very funny trivia. Like, hey, do you know what Matamida is? A Dakota word. You know what it stands for? White Bear Lake. People would be like, no, fuck that.
This liar. Reminds me a lot. Actually, you know, this reminds me a lot when people would be like, oh, you have a twin brother? I'd say, yeah, you want to see a picture? And they'd say, sure. And I'd pull out my driver's license and they'd get really mad. This is the same kind of thing.
Is Matamidi geographically entirely encapsulated within White Bear Lake?
We're not sure, maybe. But we think yes, probably.
Wait, hold on. What if, and I'm just spitballing here, what if Centennial High School is in White Bear Lake? Or Matamidi?
I mean, maybe Circle Pines is an offshoot, and maybe it's also inside Matamidi, which is in turn, you know, it's like drilling into a smaller part of White Bear Lake.
As I've got some inside intelligence that I can give you. It's pretty late in the podcast, so this is kind of a secret thing, but I'm a Northeast Metro guy, so I want to share this with all of you guys so that you know Circle Pines is not a real place.
Oh,
you hear about John.
It does not.
Why is there a sign?
Well, I'm just saying, don't take that exit.
You can put a sign up
right
anywhere.
Now.
Doesn't make it
don't
real.
Don't take that exit. Centerville?
Who put the sign there?
Kind of a real place. But there's a reason that if you get off at that exit, it says Centerville's over here and Circle Pines is over here. I'm just saying, don't go there.
Is there a Center City as well?
Yeah.
This all feels a little... I think we're putting Brooklyn the pieces Center. Together. I got the Words. Yarn strings and the push pins.
Yeah.
I got... There's something... We're dialing into something here.
I've we said too much already, Andover, but it has a lot to do with Hugo.
No one's found Andover in the history of Minnesota. We might get there tonight. We're getting
can't
close.
Be found.
We're getting close. Okay, facts. White Bear Lake, most famous for an adoptive mom killing a 3-year-old in the 1960s. She also probably killed her in-laws by a house fire. They made a TV movie out of it and was played by Beverly D'Angelo.
From Christmas
Show. Smoke show, sure, yeah.
Wow.
Smart Card is headquartered there. I cannot believe that company is still in business. It's a modern miracle. The carts on the airport. Notable alumni from White Bear Lake, Brian Bonin and Steve Janicek, the 1980 goalie from Miracle on Ice.
The backup, yeah.
Backup.
Yep. Grand Rapids, represented in the House of Representatives by Pete Stauber, who was once shot in the head as a cop in 1995.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty obvious joke comes to mind here.
Gophers?
Which explains his later infatuation with Donald Trump. I figured Stu would get to that one. Notable
no
people
wonder,
from Grand
no
Rapids.
Wonder he couldn't, no wonder he couldn't stop that not crappy backhander that. From that Harvard guy.
Notable people from Grand Rapids. It's a longer list than I thought. Don Lucia.
Sure.
John Casey, the North Stars goalie. I had no idea. Wow, Trent Klatt and Judy Garland, secretly the biggest disparity between her public profile and what she was actually like in real life. Addict and died from an overdose at age 47.
For one wild second, I thought you were about to say that Judy Garland and Trent Klatt were secretly a couple. And it was like, wow.
Secretly. Wow. Yeah.
Very secretive.
They're involved. Yeah. He was pretty young. Secret. Yeah. Yeah. Time travel.
Pedophile. She's a pedophile.
She is. That's would not be the worst thing that happened in her life. That's probably not true. So that's
it's pretty bad.
Wait a minute. Nothing better than Brandon live fact checking himself.
Actually, now I've been thinking about it, it's probably would be the worst thing that she had done.
Pretty
molesting. I reconsidered. I've reconsidered. Her tax fraud was nothing compared to that accusation. Jesus. So can someone help me move on from this topic? And what do we think? What's our rooting interest in this one? Besides fuck both of them, of course.
Probably Grant. No, fuck them both. We're going both Chan. And that's it. That's for me. I think you guys are more Roch.
My buddy is the goalie coach for White Bear Lake, so I'm a big White Bear Lake guy now.
We're big. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Okay. But it did mean, because of him, I got tickets to go to the White Bear Lake Hill Murray section final, which is one of those games that, you know, it's one of those high school hockey rivalries that you want to see before you die kind of thing. And in the section final, I was like, wow, they're in the section finals. This is amazing. I found out the day of the game that this is the 20th time in the last 40 years it's been White Bear Lake versus Hill Murray in the section final. But it's still, it was an amazing experience. Really.
Yeah. You mentioned that early in the show, but I never really got a chance to ask how was the game? Played? Was it that,
you know, there was sort of a Twitter argument going on between, you know, Chicken and some other people about whether they should put these section finals at Mariucci or whether they should keep them. This one is at Aldridge Arena, which is, you know, in Maplewood, which doesn't tell you anything because Maplewood is everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
No clue.
But it was amazingly fun. Aldridge is just sort of an old school rink, and I think they sold the correct number of tickets for the way the seats would have been numbered in 1957 or wherever when it was built. Like, oh yeah, if everybody gets 6 inches of room on the bleachers, then 3,400 people can definitely fit in there.
Everyone's 5'1".
Yeah, exactly. As actually happened, if you didn't get there before about 6:15, you weren't sitting down anywhere, and so there were 3 rows of people around the outside of the arena. There were people standing down on the in Zamboni Alley where you're not supposed to stand, and it was just great.
God. Like, that's awesome.
It was like Chicken said, it's like a hockey game in a prison riot, and it was just. It was so fun. It was such a fun experience.
What was the game like? I mean,
well, White Bear Lake scored 36 seconds into the game, and then they got 2 empty netters at the end, and that was it for scoring.
Oh my God! But Hill Murray, it's still exciting, you know, right?
Typical soft private kids. They didn't seem to figure out that if the best way to score a goal is to get the puck to the net and just try to hack it in from there. So they took a lot of shots from 45 feet away and off the boards and stuff like that, instead of trying to get the puck to the net and actually do something. So it really was one of those games where White Bear Lake couldn't skate as well as Hill Murray. They didn't have as much skill as Hill Murray, but they actually had a game plan and played to their strengths, and their goalie had a good game. So that was the end of it.
That's great. Okay. So you're in the bag for White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
All right. All right, I guess I can get on board with that. I'm in.
And I know nothing about Grand Rapids except that they're named the Thunderhawks and they're orange and black.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all the fun facts I just gave you.
Yeah, and all the fun facts you just gave me about Judy Garland's sordid relationship with Trent Ladd.
And the Pete Stauber thing.
And the Rob Stauber thing.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I feel like Chicken's got thought... Chicken, I don't
no,
know.
No, I wanted to expand on that. So you talked about the kind of the argument that I got into. My entire point was, so what there were people saying is there were thousands of people who were unable to see some of these section finals because they're held in smaller venues like Braemar, Aldridge. Mm-hmm. So games like Chanhassen, Minnetonka, or White Bear Lake, Hill Murray, thousands of people didn't get to buy tickets. So they should be moved to Mariucci or...
Just really quick before you go on, how many people did see the game? And if there was like a maximum, if there was like, how many people would go see these games?
Let's say Braemar is 1,200. Let's say Aldrich is like 1,500. I don't know. I'm making that up, but I suspect it's probably pretty damn close.
Okay.
To a number like that. And let's say maybe another 1,000 would go or 2,000 would go. Now, I get wanting to have as much exposure, you know, as many fans there as possible, but my opinion would be I'd rather them play in front of 1,500 people. The section final played in front of the 1,500 that really want to be there mm-hmm. and will be maniacs, and the place is going to be just a fire hazard. And then if you win, then you go play at the X,
yeah,
which is 17, 19, 18, 19, however many they can fit in there now. That you win it, then you go play in front of the giant crowd, rather than the section final being at Mariucci, where there'll be 5,000 empty seats, but more people there total.
Yeah, that's always less of an atmosphere. Weird vibe. Yeah,
it's not as great of an atmosphere. I'd rather have the Prison Riot section final than if you win it, you're rewarded. That was my only point.
But you got 1,200 people. You've got all the people who really. You know, you've got all the family accounted for. You've got student sections for the most part, like the diehards all accounted for.
Yep.
You know, everything else beyond that is, I don't know, I feel, yeah.
People, casual fans, arms crossed. They just want to see it, but they're not going to cheer either way. They're not
going to get in a fight with other opposing fans. Then what are you doing there?
Don't be there.
Why are you here?
Go to the X the next week.
I'm trying to stab this guy, and you're just kind of standing next to me.
You're in the way. What if I favorite... stab you? I don't want to stab you.
My favorite subsection of the fans at the White Bear Lake Hill Murray game, I was sitting on the White Bear side, so I couldn't see their student section very well, and I couldn't see their band at all. But right across the rink was the Hill Murray band. And the number of band nerds who were, like, playing a Nintendo Switch or reading a book or something during the game. Like, people are going insane all around them. They're screaming and yelling, and there would be fights if there could be, and... It just looks like this side should be separated by prison guards and chicken wire. And they're just, these kids are just sitting there looking, you know, they're not even playing during the game. They're just sitting there waiting for the bus to go home. It's just amazing.
The loudest is trying to capture absolutely the Charizard.
Where's the warp level? Oh my God, this is the underwater world. I hate this. Fuck.
All right, my laptop's about to die. I'm glad I checked in. I apologize for being late and then having to run.
We're about to start talking to wolves. No, don't go. It's wolves time.
Breaking up. No.
Yeah, but
check out the top six when you get the chance. You'll like it, chicken.
Nice.
Can I?
Find that power cord.
I don't have. I'm just gonna die. Shit.
I can't dead.
Wait to log in.
It'll be good.
I can't wait.
All right.
See you, boys.
See you, dude. All right, John. That was a good wrap up.
Oh, I like it.
Good guy.
Okay. Do you have predictions?
An hour and 15 minutes
of the high school hockey. I don't know a single kid in either any of these 16 teams.
Somehow Caitlin Clark isn't on any of these teams.
What are we doing?
My prediction is that Hermantown and Edina win because they always do.
Okay,
Hermantown.
Everyone
will hate it.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably right. I'm gonna go War Road. Chan happening.
So I what happened here is I predicted the number one seeds would win, and you're predicting the number two seeds will win.
Oh, really? No kidding. I had no idea they could have been the eight for all I know. Well, I knew Chan was good because yeah.
I'm picking Alexandria and White Bear Lake. Let's go.
There you go. That's right. All right, what else you want to talk about, John? Stu?
Top six. Let's do a top six.
Let's do a top six.
Top six?
Yeah,
all right. Let me pull it up here. Little notes app looking here.
There
we go. It is a pity that Chicken had to check out because this week's actually, there's like some actual research done here. This isn't just
ooh.
Like, yeah. This is the six most likely songs you'll hear on KQRS if you turn the podcast off right now.
Oh God. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm ready.
In others receiving votes, we have three: Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And Two Tickets to Paradise by the late Eddie Money.
Oh God.
The late Eddie Money.
Great song.
However, These are the six most likely if you were to turn the podcast off right now and put on KQRS 92.5 FM. Mm-hmm. Number six, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Oh, man. Really?
It is the newest song on this list. It is 37 years old.
I was going to say that seems so contemporary. But yeah, yeah, I bet they gotta pull in the younger customers.
They really gotta pull in the elder Gen Xers. Number five, Cashmere, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you're all doing it right now. I can tell.
I knew Led Zepp would have to be on this list. That's that's an absolute.
You gotta get the lead out, Brandon. You know this.
Oh yeah.
Number four, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. Literally, maybe the most annoying song ever written. I will listen to Mbop. I will listen to Right Said Fred. I will listen to the fucking Macarena before I will listen to Life in the Fast Lane by the fucking Eagles.
Hey, man, I know you were just kind of speaking off the cuff there, but I did want to actually say something. I went to the Basilica Block Party, let's say 3-4 years ago, and like the second to last band was Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
And they played Mbop. And it was incredible. It was really good.
It's a great pop song.
God, and you know, everybody's the age that knows every word.
Yep.
They played it last, obviously. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They got some other new ones.
Produced by the Dust Brothers, who did Paul's Boutique and Beck's Odelay. I mean, so
it's a professional recording. Yeah. But I think you're right about Life in the Fast Lane. Man, that's an absolute
fucking annoying.
Not trying to be judgmental.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's terrible. Number three, The Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy.
Classic.
Best song on the list by
Classic.
Far.
I've not gotten sick of that one yet.
Never unhappy to hear that song. It's great. Number two, Hold On Loosely, 38 Special.
Yes. You do know it's coming. Yeah, hell yeah.
The Special. Now, you could make an argument. It's the other 38 Special song. Which I can't remember the name of right now because we're recording live.
Mm-hmm.
Hold On Loosely is, I think, the one that would be played.
So hold on. Yeah. God, that's good.
And number one, and I mean, you know this, I don't even have to say it, but I'm going to, Night Moves, Bob Seger. I helped my friend Luke, he was interviewing Craig Finn from the Hold Steady. And he needed some, like, you know, Minnesota. He's not from here, but he wanted to, like, you know, throw some Minnesota questions at him. So I said, okay, we'll just ask him what song is playing on KQRS right now. And he's going to say Night Moves by Bob Seger. And sure enough.
No.
And said, oh, yeah, it's Night Moves, Bob Seger. Luke gave me $20 for giving him such a good question. I felt good that day.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's incredible. All right. I was expecting an honorable mention at least. Is Tom Petty not a staple?
I mean,
he's got too many.
Free Fallin' gets played a lot. Free Fallin' does get played a lot.
Yep.
So
I want to say that I typed in, as soon as you said what song is playing on KQRS right now, I went and typed in KQRS so I could find out. The last three songs that we're playing on KQRS right now as we're recording. A Burning Sky by Bad Company, Killer Queen by Queen, and one that I honestly thought had a chance of being number one, Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yeah, The Wagon. I mean, I could have gone pretty long on this, John. I'm not going to lie to you, but you have to narrow it down.
Could have been a top 60. Could have been a top 60.
You could have, like, just on top six REO Speedwagon songs you might hear.
Yeah,
I mean,
that might be next week's
Roll with the Changes could have easily 2 months from been now. There.
Keep on that one. Yeah, that one.
Keep on rolling. That's great.
I got to get back into KQ, man. There's some good songs you listed there.
It's almost gone all the way back around to being, like, interesting. Just because...
At least, like, it's going to repeat stuff. So just, like, maybe once you just tune in and go, like, yeah, I haven't heard Night Moves in a long time. I need to hear it today.
Yep.
And there's another guy who was like a guitar guy, Zach something. God, what's his name? They also played, who was the guy, the young kid,
Johnny Lang.
Yeah.
Johnny Paycheck.
They were like, hey, let's get into a little newer music. And that was the only song they ever played. It was like just that Johnny Lang song. They're like, forget it.
1990. That song is also 34 years.
Never mind. That it was newer.
Nope.
Oh, man. All right. Top six.
That was a top six, everybody.
Fantastic as always.
Oh,
John, we got anything else?
We need a top six sounder. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yep. And also a way to play sound effects and record them on the podcast.
Yeah.
And also a way to record
sounds like
podcasts.
A lot of work. We don't even actually record podcasts, much less buy things for it and prep.
Yes, that's correct.
The whole night I just worked on that, the list of people from Edina joke. That was all I really did. I didn't have time
to
do
it. It was good, though. It was worth it.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
What do you think?
I don't know. I do have a question. I have a question for you, Brandon. This is also a question for you, Stu, but this you're sort of past this time of life. And here's my question. Mm-hmm. What are your kids doing this summer? Because how old are your boys again?
12 and 9. They're going to be
12 and 9.
They're in sixth grade and third grade right now, so they'll be going into seventh and fourth this summer. Yes.
Are they old enough that you don't have to plan stuff for them like all summer?
Yes.
What
they are
that
old
age?
Enough that that could be fine. They can absolutely entertain themselves, but there's a couple things. Number one, they really like sports, and they're not really going to go through the work of getting better at sports on their own, so we have to bring them to camps and training things and whatever. And number two, although they wouldn't probably spend 100% of their time just watching YouTube if we just let them entertain themselves, it probably would be like 90% of the time.
Right.
You know, for a half an hour, they'd walk to the backyard and play catch. And then they come right back in. So you have to, so they're old enough to be alone, but also not responsible enough to be alone. So,
sure.
You know, division of labor is kind of the key to a successful marriage as far as I'm concerned. And we have decided that Danielle is in charge of scheduling for the summer. She doesn't have as many meetings as me, so it's a little bit easier for her to cart the kids around. There's a bunch of camps that happen. The thing that's super annoying, and maybe you're dealing with this too, there's some all-day places, which is fine, but then there's a bunch of, like, there's a baseball camp from 9 to 10:30 every day. It's like, how am I supposed to, an Uber? Like, I don't know how to get, you know. So it's a mixture of maybe one day a week they'll just sit here on their asses. One day a week, they'll go to a friend's house and a bunch of other things in between. So, but if you remember being in seventh grade, I feel like I was just either riding my bike to my friend's house or playing Ken Griffey Jr. baseball on Super Nintendo. Like that's all right. I did for the entire summer.
Well, when I was in seventh grade, I didn't have a Super Nintendo or friends. So,
Actually, seventh grade, that must have been like, Yeah. Maybe it was Super Nintendo phase. I don't know what, but your kids are younger, right? Obviously.
Yeah,
but
so
my
kids are 7 and 4, and the camp industrial complex needs to be stopped. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Just so much of my life now is going, what are we going to do the week of July 8th through the 12th or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Like, just it seems like such a ridiculous thing to me that four months out, I have to have my life planned now. Because otherwise there won't be anything for them to do.
And we do mean now, because if you wait until May to schedule your July activities, brother, you're not doing shit. Those kids, all that's left is like free time at the library. Like all the good camps,
which
they'll be like,
miserable.
We are releasing the openings for this camp on February 27th at 12 p.m. And then at work, all the Edina moms be like, did you hear that it's opening at noon? So then at 11:50, they all scurry out of their meetings and back to their computer, suppress, refresh, like the rest of us trying to like get concert tickets just for the pleasure of signing their kid up for mountain bike camp. It's fucking nuts, man.
It's just, it's crazy. And that's my whole life right now, is just thinking about camps and thinking like, well, you know, she can't do this camp she wanted to go to this week. What if, should I drive her to Maple Grove every morning? What am I saying? I'm saying these things out loud. Why would I do that?
And you pay so much money.
So much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1 billion for a week of 9 a.m. to noon.
Yep.
Childcare, basically.
While you're waiting in between, you can go give blood to pay for it.
Just last summer. So here's the thing. Last summer, I made the mistake. I was like, well, when I was a kid, we just hung around at home. There wasn't anything else to do.
Free time.
So the kid, I thought, oh, well, there's going to be a few weeks where I'm not going to schedule anything. I'm not going to schedule anything because the kids are just going to want to be home. Mm-hmm. They'll want to be home and just hanging out and having a good time. There's nothing my kids hate more than the idea of just being home with dad and hanging out.
Day one, 8:30 in the morning, you're like, get the fuck out of my office. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's an entirely separate thing. Like, my attitude, I'm not even talking about that. Their attitude, I was shocked at how little they wanted to hang out with me. They were like, what are we doing? Please tell me we're leaving the house today, Dad. I don't want to play here.
I bought you like, all these magnet tiles. They're like, I'm done with them. I'm done with the magnet tiles. I'm throwing it in oncoming traffic.
They would go and like,
hey,
Brandon, the best part of that was that you completely froze just staring off into the middle distance like this.
Yep. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
I kept going with my hot camp take and it really looked like it was really getting to you. And it took me about 15 seconds to realize that you're frozen. It wasn't just that the power and the meaning and the force of my words had just struck you dumb.
I'm very sorry. I have no idea. The computer, who knows? Computers, man. They're fucking crazy.
Computers.
They're weird.
Who knows anything about computers?
I wonder if this recorded at all. It'd be fun to figure out. If not, they can never take the memories.
But after you froze and your screen left, we got a recording stopped message.
Might want to listen back just so it's not 5 minutes of me talking to Stu about how his kids are doing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll splice it back together, see what happens. I did press record just in case, so we're still going right now. But let's cut our losses.
Yeah, wrap her up here.
I like it.
Wrap her up. All right, cool. Well, thanks, buds. It's always fun to hear from you. We'll be back in 2 months.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that me podcast.
I can't. It's going to be after the Wolves have shit the bed. I can't wait for that one. Postseason. All right. Postseason wrap up.
So depressing already.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.